I was 4 at the time, and I remember not crying at the funeral.
I can't imagine that you even knew what was going on.
I thought it was a magic show.
Really?
Yeah. Seeing him, and then when they draped the flag, all of a sudden the casket's closed. I'm like, where did he go?
I remember you writing a paper about him in third grade, but the paper was written as if he was still here. So I remember sitting down talking to you, and you cried, I cried.
It kind of made me angry, especially coming from a small town where everybody knew my father but me. I just felt cheated.
I could see you struggling, but I didn't know how to help you, and I would envision that God would take me and bring your dad back, because at that time, you needed him more.
That's something you never told me, Mom. You know, I went through a lot of turmoil, and as I grew older, drugs were a way for me to escape. And I really didn't care whether I lived or died at that time. So I kind of put the blame on him. I used to say to myself, well, things would be different if you were here. And then I was sleeping one night. I was having a dream, and this dream was real vivid. There was a whole bunch of bodies on the ground, and I was looking for my father's body. And I know he was there, but I couldn't find him. So I think he was trying to wake me up then. And I knew I had to go to Vietnam for me to lay him to rest. I used to wear a medallion that I had created with his picture etched in gold. I carried it around like it was a part of me. I never took it off. But when I got to Vietnam, that's when I took off the medallion. And when I took that chain off, I felt a sense of relief. I didn't have to carry him anymore.
You certainly have walked in your dad's footsteps. You honor him daily. I know that he is proud, and I love you dearly.
I love you too, Mona. Thank you for sticking it out with me.